Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on your mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henning.
Well, if you ask me where I come from.
Happy Monday, everybody.
Here's what I tell everyone.
How are you doing?
I was born by God's dear grace.
Right here in the good old U.S. today, by God.
Ordinary place. For the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
That'd be the USA, America.
It's a big old land with countless.
So glad you decided to join us on the program today. We call What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennon. Kevin Flynn is here. Happy Monday, Kev.
Good weekend?
Did you?
Boy, beautiful weather.
Probably a record number of trips around the lake on the pontoon this weekend. Cause it was so nice, didn't want to stop, you know, one of those?
Nope. Yeah, well, you know, and then if you stop, there you are, you're floating. You get out the lily pad, next thing you know, great afternoon spent by had by all.
Yeah, little swimming off the lily pad.
Yeah, the lily pad has become, it's like the North Country swim-up bar. You know, when you put one of those lily pads out, everybody out of the boat, into the water, belly up to the lily pad.
I don't have the lily pad for the following reason. Everybody that does loses such a good chunk of their dock to store it. I found no good place to store the lily pad.
They are a bit bulky, yeah.
Yeah. And then you end up kind of having to maneuver around it all the time on the dock or everything else. You know, where do you put it? That's the thing. You roll them up and they're kind of big. But, you know, these are third world problems. First world problems.
Yeah, world problem, yeah.
Yeah, exactly right. Joe Manchin's thinking about getting in the presidential race.
Oh, good. Well, yeah. Well, actually, that would be good. Be more challenges to Biden, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, he's thinking about doing it as a third party candidate.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So I think that's a little weird. This week, Mike Pence, Chris Christie, and North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum are all getting in the race. I was thinking if I had to pick from those three, Chris Christie I wouldn't vote for to be dog catcher. I think he's in the race. And by the way, he's a New Jersey Republican. This is all I got to say. Right? So he's barely Republican. Former U.S. attorney. He is in this race for one reason. And that is to punch Donald Trump. He's going to be the guy that is going to...
You knew they were coming, too. They were coming.
Right. So his job is to just punch away on Donald Trump and have no possibility of winning the race. But he's there to take a notch off of Donald Trump's presidential aspirations. Mike Pence is, of course, the former vice president. And I don't know. I like Mike Pence in the standpoint of everything he stood for as governor, as a member of Congress, as, you know, when he did speak out as vice president. His policies are sound. There's no doubt about it. But it seems to me a little disloyal to be getting in when your former running mate, President Trump, is also in the race, doesn't it?
It is what it is. It's a weird time anyway, but I definitely see him doing it. He's got the experience. He's very polished. He's as polished as they come. Pence is.
Yeah, almost too much.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
I mean, but you're definitely right. He is.
He reminds me of an actor playing the guy that's running for president. You know, it's like he's really good actor. I mean. But, I mean, he's a good guy. I like his policies, too. Yep.
I do, too. Yeah, I do, too. And then there's Governor Doug Burgum, of course, getting into the race. And he's, I think Governor Burgum is sort of the Jimmy Carter factor in the race. And by that I mean, you know, when Jimmy Carter got in his race for president, as a governor of Georgia, everybody kind of snickered and, you know, like, no chance, you know, none whatsoever. But he's in there to do the sort of last gasp, last one standing, it could be me kind of thing,
right,
don't you think?
Yeah,
Kim?
Yeah. I don't really know why. I'm still trying to kind of figure it out. It's a lot of money. I mean, 30, 40, whatever million dollars. And then what's at the other end with, you know.
Well, he has a lot of money, and people that have a lot
true.
Of money
yep.
want to be president, and so they'll spend a lot of money to
get the name out there for sure.
He's announcing on Wednesday, and that'll be happening at the Sanctuary Events Center. And we will have the coverage of that, not live on the air, because it happens actually after the show ends. We'll have a little pre-coverage of that. I'm trying to get Rich Carlgaard to join us on the program, who wrote a very interesting article about Governor Burgum. Really interesting. Anyway, just a couple of thoughts on our mind. What's on yours? 701-271-1100 is our telephone number today. 701-271-1100. You can also text us at 701-237-1590. 701-237-1590 to text us. If you had to vote for just the candidates that are getting in this week, Mike Pence, Chris Christie, Doug Burgum, who would get your vote out of that group? Kind of curious. You can text in your answers and we'll keep a tally. Henry in Fargo, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, thanks for having me. Hey, last week I thought it was hilarious because I had called in a week or two before and you'd called me angry or grumpy. It's not a big deal because I said, you know, with all these people getting in, it's just a distraction. And your guy who comes on right after you, who to me I'm really starting to enjoy. I still miss Rush, but Charlie Kirk is starting to fill that void for me. And he said exactly what I said. This is, we need to be planning on what's going on with the election, how they're going to steal it. He says they're out in Aspen someplace with a whiteboard figuring how they're going to take this election. And I think that should be forefront in our mind, that, you know, we really need to focus on Trump's the guy, but how are we going to handle the steal? And then on the three that got into it, I don't know any of them personally, but I don't know what they seem to get out of this because they're not going to win.
But if I force you to pick one out of that three, who would be the candidate?
I'd put a bullet to my head.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
I'd go Pence out of the three. I'd go Pence before Christie for sure. And I mean, I like Doug, but I don't think Doug's.
I voted. You know, I'm probably right around your age, and I voted for Reagan. That was the first person I was old enough to vote for. I served under Reagan, and since then I've held my nose and voted. And sometimes I didn't even know any better, to be honest with you. 2016 was opened my eyes. Before that, I was one of them. Die in the wool, you know, pull the lever. I'm not that way anymore. I didn't believe in conspiracy theories, but 2016 opened my eyes. And I think some of these people that think the mean tweeter and the orange guy, it's their turn to hold their nose. And it's their turn to go out there and be a patriot and vote for the man that can get this job done.
And, you know, Henry, what you mentioned there about 2016 opening your eyes. You voted before. You were a good citizen, but you weren't engaged. And, you know, after Reagan, just sort of like going through the motions. But 2016 opening your eyes, that's something Donald Trump doesn't get enough credit for, of how many people he brought back into the political process to care about their country, you know, and do something about it and watch closely how he was treated. I think we forget that. Donald Trump is we owe him a debt of gratitude for what he did to bring people back into the political process, which I think is great. And to your earlier point, you know, I don't remember the call where you're saying I called you grumpy, but I don't think there's anything about, you know, keeping an eye, a vigilant eye. I happen to think because of what they did with COVID rules, the election was stolen. There's no doubt about it. It was stolen with what Kevin Cramer calls legal theft. And the legal theft was all these states throwing out their constitutions and, you know, allowing all kinds of loosey-goosey rules on the election. So we learned our lesson. We got hit between the eyes with a 2x4, and now to be vigilant makes perfect sense, and to never allow that to happen again.
Well, what he's talking about with Charlie Kirk, I heard the same segment with the whiteboard.
How do you explain Arizona that with Kerry Lake in 2022? Here's what happens. Exactly what happens. As soon as we didn't get the Senate seats, which are states, you can get the congressmen, and we only got four that put us up by four, but you can get the congressmen because those are local, kind of like a local because they're, you know, they're districts. But the statewide stuff they could easily steal, they do steal it. Explain to me why everybody jumped on Trump and blamed Trump for who his candidates, which was Herschel Walker and Dr. Oz, and we didn't win, but yet the turtle put no money in to help those guys, and... You know, all that junk we always do, it just blows my mind that we just eat our own after every election. So I'm not optimistic, you know, as far as us fixing it, because I really don't think the problem's solved because we saw it again in 2022.
Appreciate the call, Henry. Thank you. Great chatting with you. Call again, 701-271-1100. Agree or disagree? Always want to hear from you on What's on Your Mind.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming June auctions include 164 acres in Stark County, 784 acres in Kidder and Stutzman counties, 563 acres of exceptional cropland in Wilkin County, Minnesota, near Wolverton, 201 acres of hunting land in Roseau County, near Wanaska, 3.6 acre lot on Lake Metegoshi in Botten Hill County, mineral auctions in Slope and Headinger counties. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at pipers.com.
Hi, this is Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Your New Year's resolutions need to be more than just dropping a few pounds. You need to have your affairs in order when that time comes when we pass away. You could cost yourself huge money and family frustration if your estate isn't set up correctly. I do one thing, and I work very hard at it. I help people protect, preserve, and pass on their estate to their loved ones. And I keep probate court, attorneys and nursing homes, and the government tax man out of your business. It costs nothing to ask some questions. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. You'll be so glad you did. I guarantee it. Online at ndestateservices.com. Thank you very much.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Rainbow International. If you experience any kind of water damage in your home, flood damage, don't wait another minute. Contact Ned and his team at Rainbow International Fargo now for immediate water damage restoration services. They understand the urgency of the situation, and they're here to help 24/7. Whether it's water damage, fire, or mold, Their highly trained technicians will quickly assess the damage and work tirelessly to restore your home. So they're on it. Call Rainbow International Fargo today, 701-412-4776. 701-412-4776. Let's check some texts. Between the three you just listed, I'd pick Kennedy Jr.
Yeah, right?
At least he wants something better for America and get to the bottom of the COVID cover up, just like Rand Paul. I'm sorry, I'm lost. Senator Kennedy Jr. Who's Senator Kennedy
Jr.? Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Yeah.
Oh,
he's running against Biden.
He's a senator.
He'd vote for a Democrat before any of those three.
Yeah, I got it. All right. He's not a senator, though, just so you know.
No.
I don't think.
No.
Was he ever a senator?
So. I don't think so.
Texter says, I'm dead serious when I say this. I would sit home election night or vote Libertarian. I'm not voting for anyone but Trump. I'm just tired of going along with the establishment. All right. MAGA is a cult, says another texter. The last guy proved it. MAGA will lose again if Trump is the nominee, just like they've been losing since 2018. And some fighting words right there. What do you think?
Yeah. What do you think? I think that's humorous. You know read the first part of that again. We're a cult.
MAGA cults.
Well, I don't know. I guess that would be a freedom cult, you know, because I think the focus of Make America Great Again is to shrink the size of government, get America independent in every way we can, be dominant, be number one, be the champions, be winners, and be it economy, energy, whatever, lead the world, be the best. And I think great, that's what connotates there. At one point, this country, really, we were top of the heap in so many things. Where are we with education of our kids these days? Where are we with manufacturing? Where are we with our, that's what we're talking about. And if that's a cult, you're mistaken. That's a mission. I mean, that's a dream that we have for this country and I've always had. It just irks me just because they tie it to the phrase to Trump. You know, we've been going downhill in a lot of, look at the, just in education, that's the numbers alone. Kids that can't read. What's great about that? You know, I'm paraphrasing Dana Perino. What's awesome? What's exceptional about that? Nothing. It's terrible. It's losing.
So when you say make America great again, that's what you're talking about.
Of course that's what he's saying. And he's not the only one to say it's not a cult. Go to a boat parade sometime, dude. I mean, that's the red, white, and blue, the promise of life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, and all the things that were promised by our forefathers. That's what the great again is all about. Get out of the mindset of us and them and, you know, a bunch of white supremacists. I mean, no. It's about freedom. Freedom!
And I think conservatives that support Donald Trump, for the benefit of this listener who says MAGA is a cult, you know, what they appreciate is people that say they're going to do something and then do it.
Yeah.
And Donald
Absolutely.
Trump, Donald Trump campaigned on a set of principles of which he delivered on. So that's unique, sadly, in the political world. And I think that's extremely important. And honestly, look at right now, what we face in this country compared to what Donald Trump did, and he had to deal with COVID half his presidency as well. So,
well, and if the last 2 years, 2.5 years hasn't put your eyes wide open on what the swamp is, how the swamp works, how they really never work or really, really finish or do anything, and especially this corrupt arm of it, and if this hasn't opened your eyes to what the mission of making, that's part of making America great again, making D.C. accountable, making our, I mean, this is just so ridiculous. It's beyond the pale.
Texter says, Scott, all weekend I heard the left-leaning media say how dumb Trump supporters are. I want to put this out there. When people talk about the squishy middle and the general election, those politicians better understand without the Trump supporters applying their vote to them, not one of these politicians stand a chance of getting elected. The only thing, the squishy middle is a problem. They only think the squishy middle is a problem, but it's the Trump supporters who are also a problem to them. Interesting point. Appreciate that. The Dakota Republicrats sold out our country again. What happened to being fiscally responsible? In my opinion, you, Scott, encourage these people so you can make a buck. What? Encourage what people? Who am I encouraging to make a buck? Here's what I do, just so you know. I get on the radio and say what I believe. I know that is shocking. And my opinions are my opinions. I don't carry anybody's water. And ask yourself if I've been doing a talk show in North Dakota, heard in Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota since 19... when was the Mark Andrews race? 86. So ahead of that, I think like 85 is when we started doing a talk show. But, you know, let's just say 86. You think I can get on every day and, you know, basically be for sale and to make a buck? That's so offensive. It's like saying to somebody, you know, you're not really who you say you are. You're not really who you say you are. And you're welcome to your opinion, but it's just not in any way, shape, or form accurate. And just ask yourself if that could be possible all those decades on the radio. I don't think so.
Well, and, you know, full disclosure is that our clients, our advertisers, and our supporters are people that are like-minded, that believe that, you know, we should have a free and open market. We should have, you know, we should make energy a big thing in North Dakota. We should make these things priorities. And, you know, that's, and I mean, we're also a business, but we're in business and our clients are supportive of where we, like Patriot Mobile is a great example. I love Patriot Mobile. And I love that they're a customer and they're a client of ours and that we get to talk about how great they are. So that's what we do. I mean,
a good point.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. That's what this business is about.
I don't want to be super sensitive to criticism because I'm, you know, I'm far from perfect. So if there's something you think that I wish he would do this.
No, you're not.
I wish he would do that. I wish he would be better at this. Just call. Call the program, 271-1100. Open line anytime to tell me what you think I could do better or what you don't like about what we do here on the program. That's fair game, 271-1100. But to say you're just doing what you're doing for a buck, that's offensive. You basically called me a fraud, a phony. So that's where I'll respectfully push back on your criticism. 701
PetroServe lunch specials, then maybe. But other than that,
right? Well, that's what they pay us to do.
There you go. That's my point.
That's not my opinion. That's just a good lunch, and I'll tell you about it next.
For the history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota. Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living. All the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
USA News Update. Sonic boom was heard over the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. yesterday as officials scrambled 4 fighter jets when a small aircraft violated the airspace above Washington, D.C.
FAA authorities say the Cessna crashed in a mountain area of southwest Virginia. The small plane can carry up to a dozen passengers, but it's not clear how many were on board. Officials were concerned about the aircraft, which was unresponsive and flying in a strange path over the D.C. area. Bowie, Maryland authorities say the sonic boom was from a plane out of Joint Base Andrews. I'm Dave Collins.
A major West Coast port near Los Angeles, California is being affected by a labor dispute. According to CNBC, the largest terminal in Long Beach, California has notified truckers that they will be closed today. Union workers walked off the job after a breakdown in wage negotiations. Lance Pry, USA News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Okay, here's the part of the program where I endorse a product. I'm going to endorse the product now. I'm going to tell you about lunch at PetroServe USA, where they have home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. You ready for that? And lasagna is at the 45th Street store. I mean, that's really, really good. If we weren't barbecuing today here at the studio, I think I might head over to lasagna. Beef tips and gravy or chicken fettuccine in West Fargo on West Main Avenue. Fish and Fries, 12th Avenue, 929. Salisbury Steak in Euland. Glendon has Salisbury Steak today as well. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. You just tell them, Scott sent you. Okay? Simple as that. Scott sent you. All right? All right. Joan in Moorhead. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Joan.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you. I think I missed the previous caller calling you guys a fake and a fraud or something.
It was a text.
I know that's so untrue. And I just, it was a text.
Yeah.
Because we're so blessed to have this radio station that we can call in and express our views. And then maybe we don't always agree on things, but we have the right to express them, and you guys have that platform. It's like the daily, or no, it's the public square. And that's so important nowadays and age for people to get. You guys have the most unbelievable stuff on your radio station about all kinds of information that we need to know about agriculture, about every little thing that you unbelievably understand about that most of us don't. And so thank you for your station. And I always wanted to call in, and from the day that I heard that you picked Charlie Kirk, I just couldn't believe it, because I had listened to his audition, and I hate to say this, but I kind of thought, well, I don't think they'll pick him, because he certainly doesn't sound a lot like Rush. But I loved him because I love Charlie Kirk, and I know what he does. And I just didn't know that you guys would pick him. And that, I think you picked the best person ever, because there's nobody like Charlie. What he's doing with the young people, and that's why you guys said you picked him. And he's getting the young people involved in what's going on in the world and becoming Christians, and just the whole thing that he's working on with this Turning Point USA. And I just love the fact that he comes on right after you guys, and that he's taking Rush's spot. I loved Rush, but boy, he's really doing a great job. And what we need nowadays is not just listen. We need people to get involved. We need people to action, like Stephen K. Bannon. It's action. And I wish I was one of those people, but I'm not really. But a lot of people are. And the other thing I was going to say was about, so thank you for putting Charlie Kirk on. was about the three guys. That's what I'm calling about, I guess. And I don't think I could vote for any of them. But I certainly used to love Mike Pence, just loved him. And I always used to think he was like the wings beneath his feet or something like that with Trump, because he was the one sitting in the background quietly praying and praying and praying for him. And I figured that's why he was so successful, Trump, because he had this loving, wonderful Christian man praying for him. Well, only to find out that that's maybe not really true. One of his advisors, the one closest to him, I think his name is Mark Short, and he's a globalist. And the globalists hate Trump. They hate him. And so the thing is the day that he was supposed to not say that Trump won, he was just supposed to say, we have some problem. There's some problems with voter fraud possibilities. Let's send it back to the states. Let's just look and see what's going on here. But he didn't do that. That's all he was supposed to do, because they had somebody from the Congress. They had somebody from the Senate. They only needed one from each, and it was supposed to go back to the states, but everybody changed their mind because of the January 6th debacle. And that whole thing was an entrapment. It was an unbelievable, the word is entrapment. That's what happened. That's what the FBI did. That's what the CIA, that's what the whole government did. They entrapped these people. And another thing I'm going to mention about is this white supremacy garbage that they're always spewing on everybody. They're calling the moms and dads, of course. You know, anybody that's a Trump supporter is a white supremacist. So they're all, you know, terrorists, basically. But, you know, they used to call the QAnon and the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers and all those guys white supremacists. That's all we've ever heard all our life, is white supremacist people. And I used to think white supremacists were like people that hated blacks and hated Jews and hated anybody that wasn't white. And I thought, that's horrible of them to be that way. It's just horrible. But, you know, maybe they're not. Maybe they're not those kind of people. I mean, if they are, shame on them. But I'm beginning to believe that these guys, I've heard some of them on Cowboy Logic, on Real America's Voice, and some of them are from the Oath Keepers, and some of them are from these groups. I mean, a few of them I've heard. And do you know that these people are unbelievably smart? They have worked in the military. They've worked their cops. They're lawmen. They know what's going on. They're very smart. I'm beginning to think that the reason they're calling them white supremacists is probably because they know more than the government wants them to know. They're up on a lot of this stuff. They know a lot about the Federal Reserve. They know a lot of stuff. So I'm not saying that they're not against other races, but they're calling anybody that votes MAGA as a white supremacist.
So of course.
Maybe there's a little problem there.
You're listening to the Joan and Moorhead show.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
What again? Could I just bring up? Are you saying that to me? To somebody else.
Well, what we said is the next time Charlie Kirk takes a day off, I think you should fill in.
Yeah, I think you should fill in, Joan. You're good at this.
You've got this down. You've got it down. Did you want to say one more thing before we let you go?
I just wanted to mention about that vote that everybody says that was legally stolen. But no, it really wasn't. If you go back, you know, Mike Lindell, the absolute wonderful national hero of all times, about the Dominion machines, according to him, they were actually switching votes from Trump to Biden. That's what he had actual evidence. But as far as real actual stolen votes, Carrie Lake. They, you know, with the signature verification, they had so much evidence. They had everything that this was, the signature verification was absolutely wrong. And they had all the evidence, but the judges wouldn't listen to it. And it isn't just that, but in Arizona with the 2020 election, they were forensically auditing. And when you forensically audit, you don't just count votes. They always say, oh, we counted and it came out the same. We counted, it came out the same. No, when you forensically audit, you actually go to the place where these people say their addresses are. And the people that were registered, they had addresses that were out in a field, or they had addresses that were in a big building that they don't even use, like a kind of a building. So a lot of these addresses weren't even real addresses, and they had tons and dozens of people living at the same addresses. So there's some voter fraud right there. They had dead sure. people voting. They had illegal people voting. They had all kinds of illegal stuff going on, not counting all the ballots that were coming in that weren't legal ballots. I mean,
yeah.
they looked those up. They didn't have whatever stuff. So it wasn't just legal stuff from the fact that they changed everything because of COVID. It was real things that were stolen, real votes. And if you even counted some of those stuff, Trump would have won in those states easily. But the judges are scared. And sometimes you can't blame them.
Sure. Joan, I appreciate the call. You are you're a treasure. You're fired up. And we need more people that are fired up and on top of the issues for sure. So thank you so much for calling. Please call again. On that note, by the way, a texter says the Republicans have to design the same voting ballot operation that the Democrats currently use, do what they do, and the RNC should be able to put all their money in the states that will be labeled toss-up states. Stop wasting money on flowers and donor gifts. Yeah, that story came out.
Yeah, we're back to the tactics conversation. We have got to get some killer tactics going.
Texter says, remember those that claim Trump supporters are in a cult are the same ones that revere Obama as some sort of deity, yet we're the ones in the cult. Like the old saying, you can't fix stupid even with the duct tape.
Got an email in from Jason, says, MAGA is a cult? Come on, what is the group targeting children and playing into the delusions of people who have mental illness?
Amen.
Also, they think cow farts are destroying the planet. What do we call them?
Yeah. Great point, Justin. Great point. Texter says, this lady is correct. Charlie Kirk is the most important person in radio right now. I'm glad to hear that. You know, obviously it was a tough decision on how to replace Rush Limbaugh. We had no choice. We lost the great Rush Limbaugh. And we relied on our listeners, and Charlie Kirk won that by a nose over Jimmy Failla. So we picked one and two and decided to replace Sean Hannity. Always appreciate hearing your feedback on those shows, for sure. Call us at 271-1100 or text us at 237-1590. I don't think even Hannity could interrupt this lady.
Joan's on fire!
She was on fire, yeah, exactly. Another listener, if you want to identify a cult that's not hard, just look at the drag queen supporting Democratic Party, which has also made a cult out of climate change. He's channeling Justin, yeah. The real cause of climate change is people's lawless behavior and turning away and forgetting God. There, I said it. God bless the flag, baby. Best in the nation. I appreciate the compliment. Thank you.
I would argue the real cause of climate change is the sun, but that's just me, you know.
Texter says, I really appreciate the format on What's on Your Mind. Where else can you get our elected leaders from North Dakota and in our country where we have an opportunity by either calling in, texting, or emailing our opinions to the show directly? Thank you, Scott and crew, for the great program. I listen every day. Well, there's a lot of kindness in the air today. Love it. Another listener says, do not hire Joan. Every week she goes on. It's like a speech.
Not to say she has a lot on her mind. So, you know.
Not to say she isn't right. But come up for air once in a while.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, I love her to death, though.
Yeah, exactly. Scott, what is your position on this CO2 pipeline? Somebody asked. Well, we're going to go to break here, and how about I give you that opinion on the other side of the break? Something I want to talk about before we're done today, too, Kev, is a Chinese warship that had a close call with one of our destroyers. What are they up to? We had one with a plane.
I don't know.
Yeah, and I've seen video of it now. It was disturbing. So yeah, we'll talk about that more. 271-1100 with your calls, 237-1590 to text us. More after this.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklett Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources, reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I absolutely love my truck. So great. This weekend going to the lake. Pop up the back seats. Dogs have plenty of room. Loving life back there. They get all stretched out, you know. Fill the box. It's ready to go. It's a Chevy Silverado High Country. And it is loaded up with the lane assist. I love that lane assist. You know, you drift just a little bit, and it tells you, whoop, pull her back
hey,
in.
Hey, ho, hey,
yeah,
wake up.
Exactly. I mean, a lot of safety features in there that are absolutely amazing. I took down a deer with one of these things, and the deer, you know, lost the battle big time. And, you know, I was safe. In fact, the seatbelt cinched up a little bit. It's pretty amazing. And my friends at Pucklett are the place to buy a Chevy. They're North Dakota's home for Chevy. Valley City locations, Bismarck, too. And they'll take great care of you. Great, great folks. Steve Dawn, Steve Robertsdahl, Elise Pucklich. Just really, you're never going to buy a vehicle anywhere else once you buy one at Pucklich. Just the best of the best. Philip Scott sent you. All right, Jim and Minto wants to go, and then I better answer the question of the texter. Hello, Jim. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just listening. You were talking about your different hosts that you have now, and you mentioned Jimmy Fila. You know, I listen to you most of the time, but when he comes on, I change the channel. He's a little bit overbearing. And then he brings up, you know, all these sound effects he throws in. Maybe some people like it, but I don't.
Yeah, it's a different show.
Interesting.
In that regard, in that he's kind of... I mean, Jimmy Fallon was a comic, is a comic, and then was a cab driver.
And somebody, not in everybody's eyes, but go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, that's what he did for a living, is what I'm saying, and so it's a little different of background to being a talk show host, coming from being a comic and a cab driver and everything else. So he's he has a little fun,
but
I
don't listen to you.
Say again.
Go ahead. No, I'm sorry. The other thing is, everybody's got to have their own listening taste. I'm just giving you mine. It'd be interesting to see what other people think, you know, about his style. You know, I'm not listening to that kind of a program for jokes. A little humor is fine. That goes a long way. But like an hour or two of humor, and I don't even like him on TV. But, you know, I just want to give you my thoughts.
No problem.
And I'm going to call you about it.
I have.
We were just talking in the break about that. The audio clips he uses, and they get a. It's like I'm going to text him, like, dude, get some new ones. But I still love his content. And his take on things is what I really like about him.
He does a very good job of breaking down a particular story. I mean,
I like his
way of thinking. There's a lot going on, and you know, kind of hey girlfriend and all that stuff, and the drop, so I can see where he would not be everybody's flavor. Jim, appreciate that call, but don't turn this channel. Texter says, what is your position on this CO2 pipeline? I've talked about this many times on the air. I am absolutely in favor of it because I see it's North Dakota taking advantage of its unique geology to get into a space that, whether we like it or not, the world is going to. Like, I think the ESG thing is, you know, the worst of the worst. I really do. But the oil and gas industry, the energy industry in North Dakota, coal as well, ethanol, you know, they're shipping ethanol to California. You know, I mean, they take major, major amounts of capital. In other words, they don't go down to, you know, Vision Bank and say, here, I need a loan for my coal operation. They get capital from the coast. So in order to do that, you've got to be in the game of ESG. And the CO2 pipeline allows us to do that in a way that really, okay, the CO2 goes down in the geology. The world-class Energy and Environmental Research Center has researched this for decades and says, look, this is safe, this is perfect, this is a great way to put it, you're done. Why wouldn't we? Texture goes on to say, can any constitutional conservative be for this if it has any tie to eminent domain, even if 99 agree and one doesn't? We are a republic, not a democracy. That one property owner should not be forced or coerced in any way to sell if he doesn't want to. If the company needs to pay 10 times what the property would sell for in order to come to an agreement that is beneficial for both parties, then that is what should happen. If pro-CO2 proponents say eminent domain has nothing to do with it, they are willfully ignorant in finding out the facts of this unconstitutional decision. I'm not a fan of eminent domain, but it does exist. Okay, it is a mechanism that is available. I think the company has stated very clearly that's the last place they want to go. They want to get voluntary agreements, and they have with over 70% of the landowners necessary. So I think... unfortunately, some people who don't like the CO2 pipeline for reasons related to that are stirring things up on the eminent domain side that are not accurate from the company's perspective. Brent, on the road. We've got about a half a minute for you. What's on your mind, Brent?
Yeah, I heard Pete Buttigieg is coming to Grand Forks today. I was wondering if you heard that or had any information on that.
I have heard that and did hear that, and I forget for what, but, you know, I didn't exactly change my calendar because of it. I don't know about you, Brent.
Should be interesting.
Did you change your calendar? You want to go see Pete?
No, sir. I'm going the opposite direction.
Yeah, that's pretty much my my plan too.
I got paint drying over here, so
I don't need to see woke Pete and his woke ways to run the Department of Transportation. That's for sure. Brent, thanks for the call. Probably should have. It's been mentioned, I guess, in the news, but more after this.
MyPillow 2.0 is here. Brand new temperature regulating technology that keeps you comfortable throughout the night. Mike Lindell has done it again. Sleep is all about temperature and height. It's not a firm or soft thing. Everyone wants soft, but they need support. The patented adjustable fill is going to give you the exact support you need from the bed to your head, and it's going to stay that way throughout the night. This is where it gets really good. We've all experienced those temperature-related sleep interruptions. You get too hot, you toss and turn, you flip your pillow over. All of that is gone with the MyPillow 2.0 cooling technology. Your MyPillow 2.0 will stay cool all night long. It's truly the best pillow you'll ever own. And right now you buy one and you get one free. That's right. Buy one, get one of the MyPillow 2.0. Just use the promo code Scott at MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott, MyPillow.com, or call 800-506-9028.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.